Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Menaches Perik Beis Mishnah Dalid. Hazevach mefagel es an esachin meshekotshu bekli, divir Reb Meir. Don't worry, we'll explain Be'ez Hashem. We've discussed this before, there are many kinds of karbanis, for example, a karban oila or a karban shlamim, where along with the animal comes a mincha, and a mincha is a flower, and esachim is wine. So again, we want to know how much shaychus is there, how much of a connection is there between the mincha and the sachim and the carbon when it comes to the halachis of pigel. So zakta mishnah. Let's say the person's shechting the carbon, or one of the other avaydas, he has a machshava of pigel, has zevach, during the zevach there's a machshava of pigel. Well, you should know that mefagel is hanesachim. It would also render the wine pigel. It means the flour and the wine. Mishakachu bikli. If the flour and the wine were already in the kli sharis, they received the kiddusha before we were makriv of the animal. Divrei Meir zehal Reb Meir. So if someone asks you, how can you drink wine? How can someone drink wine and there should be a chi of karis for it? Besides for maybe Yom Kippur, another possibility would be if the wine is pigel. And the wine would be pigel if the carbon was pigel. And the machshav of pigel came after the mincha and the nesachim were in the klisharis. Once it goes into the klisharis, the Bratanura explains, it gets a kedusha that lasts forever. There's no pidyon. But the other way around, if he has a machshav of pigel about the nesachim, that doesn't affect the carbon. Nesachim einon mefaglen as hazevach. Ketzad, can you illustrate a case? So the Mishnah, suppose a shoycher is hazevach. Someone shechts the carbon, lechol mimenu lemachar, to eat from it tomorrow, meaning from the meat. Hu unesachav mifugolin, both it and its nesachim, the flour and the wine, become pigel. However, lehakriv min hanesachim lemachar, if he shechted the carbon thinking he's going to bring the nesachim after the deadline, hanesachim mifugolin, the nesachim become pigel, but the carbon itself, the meat, does not become pigel. Vazevach einay mifugol. So again, Reb Meir holds, pigel on the carbon will affect the nesachin, but pigel on the nesachin won't affect the carbon. Now, let's get a little bit technical over here. In order for something to become pigel, we've already learned, there has to be a matir. Something has to take place that's matir it, that makes it mutter. So really, how could nesachin become pigel? What happens that makes the nesachin mutter? Now the answer is Reb Meir holds, the dam of the zevach. The dam of the carbon is machshir and matir the nesachim for the mizbeach. And once they have a matir, it's subject to pigel if you think chutz lizmanai. Now the chachamim disagree with Reb Meir. If you remember from the Masechtas Zvachim, they say the dam of the carbon is not considered the matir for the nesachim. They hold that the nesachim have no matir and therefore it doesn't become pigel.